Fuckboy Fancast, I'm Sabra Kojus.
And I'm May. That intro was so smooth. Nothing's ever gone wrong with it.
I was thinking the whole time, don't fuck it up, don't fuck it up, don't fuck it up. So
getting so stressed.
I know. That is hopefully a reference to the episode you guys will hear next week, but it is possibly a reference to the episode you guys heard last week. Who knows? We don't at this moment.
It's really tough to say.
It is. That being said, that's not that being said. I'm just moving on to a new topic.
Well, that was said.
That was said. And now after that was said, I'm going to say that in today's episode, I actually had a thought. Should we be awful and title this episode Interviewing Avril Lavigne?
Yeah.
And make people think that we interviewed Avril Lavigne, even though we did not.
Maybe we'll do Interviewing Avril Lavigne with a question mark, but they won't see the question mark.
I don't think I can, like, white it out.
Well, no, but what I mean is, like, if you click on the episode, then that will be too long to see on your podcatcher, you know what I mean?
We'd have to, like, time that, not time, but, like, put the exact right number of letters to make it so just the... just the question mark is off to the side.
Right.
But today we are not interviewing Avril Lavigne. We are interviewing in our brains.
Right. We're thinking of what we would do. Listen, if you had the opportunity to interview Avril Lavigne, what would you ask?
Well, I did ask the podcast listeners that, and not a single person told us what they would ask Avril Lavigne.
I'm sickened. You guys are the worst audience possible.
I really want to know how people feel about your antagonistic approach to the audience, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess we'll never know because they won't tell us anything.
Yes, I would love to know if they think it's funny or if it's alienating.
I feel like I come off as pretty nice, so it must be just a weird... Like, most of the time, she sounds like she's pretty nice, and then she's, like, specifically quite mean to us.
Yeah, I think if it was me, and I was one of the people who had already, like, written into the podcast once or left a voice memo or whatever, I think I would be annoyed because I'd be like, I did my part, bitches!
Well, I'm not talking about you. You guys are special and perfect. You get a little high five from me.
You get a little treat.
Yeah, you get a little treat. I'm sending a small vegan cheesecake to your home.
Why is it vegan?
In case they're vegan. I don't want to try and parse whether certain people are vegan. I don't accidentally send a vegan a cheesecake.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you, at that point, you should just make like vegan chocolate chip cookies or something easier than a dairy-based.
Well, so my initial thought was sending them a small cheesecake, but then I thought of the vegans. So I was like, well, I'm too deep in. I can't think of a different thing. Just got to append vegan to it.
Sure. I get that. That being said, I guess that does lead us into our first question. Avril Lavigne, why does your Wikipedia say that you're vegan?
Yeah. What's going on there? Why did you personally edit your Wikipedia page so that it says you're vegan?
Well, that actually takes us into, like, a larger question of, that I don't actually know that she would know the answer to, but, like, why did somebody, like, from her team, I presume, go in and, like, kind of fully overhaul her Wikipedia page right before Love Sucks came out?
That's a great question. I guess because they knew that people would be rolling up to the old WP.
Yeah, but then it felt like there were things on there that either they fully, like, sat down with Avril and was like, we need to flesh this out, or made stuff up.
I like the idea that they made stuff up. Someone was tasked with beefing up the Avril Lavigne Wikipedia page and was just like, I don't think that anyone connected me with her. I, for some reason, they only connected me with Melissa.
Well, that's a real thing that I've heard. If you buy, like, an autobiography written by an influencer who is, like, has no fame except influencing, it was probably ghostwritten, which I guess should know after the Caroline Calloway thing. Right. But I heard one ghostwriter in an interview say one time that, like, she had never even spoken to the influencer.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
She had to, like, extract information from the internet and like things that the influencer had said on YouTube and whatnot and make a book out of that, and was essentially just like making stuff up half the time.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that absolutely could be what happened with a Wikipedia page. I guess a question in this Avril interview, are we interviewing her like for the podcast for public consumption, or are we just interviewing her like for our own benefit? Because I think that matters, like how honest she would be.
Right, right, right. I mean, I think that it would be, we can maybe have a couple of buckets.
Okay. So, because I want to go, I basically want to like run through her Wikipedia page with her and be like, what's true and what's not.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like if you kidnapped her and were holding her at gunpoint. Like, that just sounds like your own personal mission.
Remember that fan fiction where Avril Lavigne kidnapped somebody?
Oh, yeah! Oh my god, I forgot about that. And also the one where, like, her brain was surgically implanted. Or no, someone else's brain was surgically implanted into her body.
Yes, yeah, there was, like, a car accident. Or, like, both... No, I think Avril's in a car accident and the other person's, like, in a mass shooting.
And... Oh my god, yeah! That's right! There was an additional level of it being, like, deeply offensive.
Yeah, and then they, like, yeah, placed somebody's... Actually, speaking of fan fiction... I started watching the movie. I haven't finished it yet. The Idea of You. It's the new Anne Hathaway movie. And it's based on a book. And, like, so I haven't read the book. But so obviously what happened was this author was like, I'm 40 years old, but what if a member of One Direction really liked me?
Yes, that's true.
You've read that that's true? That I'm not just making
like,
that up?
Yeah, yeah, no, that's, like, a real thing.
Like, it's a crazy concept because also, okay... So I look up, they don't say the dude's age. They say that the Anne Hathaway is, like, just turning 40. They don't say the dude's age for a while in the movie. And so I look up the actor, and he's 29. And I was like, okay, 29 and 40, that's not that bad. Even if it's, like, because I think Anne Hathaway's 41. So I was like, even if it's 28 and 40, 29, 41, that's, like, really not that bad. That's not that crazy. And then she says at one point, like, I could be your mother. And I was like, okay, so maybe not 28, maybe more like 25, I guess 25 and 40 for, like, the man being younger is, like, a little unusual. Well, it's definitely unusual. It's a little weird, but, like, okay, fine. And then eventually they say in the movie that he's 24, and that's where I was like, no, I'm so sorry, no. First of all, why do you, a 40-year-old woman, want this 24-year-old man?
Yeah, that's confusing.
It is, especially as somebody who went on a few dates with someone who was 24, and I'm only 27.
Yeah, and it was still like, a child.
Yeah, it like, and I got past that ever, and I was like, okay, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. And then the way that, he, or the reason, not the way, but the reason that he dumped me was just so 24.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true.
That I was like, no, wow, can't do that. So I've like fully set a hard limit of I can't date somebody younger than 25, just because at 24 you have a way, you think the world works a certain way, and that's just not how it works.
You need to get them after they're jaded.
Yeah,
can't have some starry-eyed 24-year-old
who just thinks that the perfect person for you is out there and there will be no issues and blah blah blah.
Yeah. Come on, grow up.
Right. I said this to somebody recently. I was like, I have, like, really hit the point where I feel like I'm, like, old for dating. Like, I feel incredibly young in most aspects of my life. And I feel really old. And she was like, you're not, you're really young. And I was like, but I'm, like, actually not, though. Like, statistically speaking, the older you get, the harder it is to find a man because they're all scooped up. There's just not enough of them, and they're all scooped up. And... I was like, I think I'm, like, fully in my settling era. Like, I really...
I gotta tell you, though, a lot of the terrible ones are getting scooped up.
But you know that from a personal experience?
I just know that from reading Reddit.
Ah.
I'm constantly reading, like, the parenting Reddits and stuff like that. Mm. And it'll be like, my husband has never lifted a finger. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, I had to stop reading posts like that because I was getting so upset for just women in general. And yeah. I was like, I would rather not know. I can't.
Yeah. What I'll say, something, we've gotten so off topic, but I'm just going to say this anyway, that I think part of why dating is harder the older you get is that you've, like, established a life. And you've, right. like,
totally. You it's harder have, to fit someone into it.
yes, you're trying to fit someone into your life and fit into their life, and those are often, like, not compatible in a way that wouldn't have been true when you were 23, mm-hmm. because, yeah, like...
you could have made choices together.
Exactly. And so that's really hard, but on the flip side, I'm like, well, at least whoever I date now will already know how to do his own laundry. Like, right. he should already know how to, like, clean. I mean, cleaning's really not that hard. You just kind of, like, spray some spray and wipe it down with a paper towel. But, like, he'll know how to do that.
You know, someone is straight up taking notes right now.
Oh,
that happened with my roommate. She, like, made a rice in a pot one time. This is, like, when we first moved in together. This was a couple years ago. Made rice in a pot, and the rice, like, a lot of the rice, like, stuck to the edges. And then so she put it in the sink, and she put water in it, and then, like, none of the rice came out. And so then I, because I was doing dishes, was like, oh, well, I'll just soak it. I'll put soap and water in it. And I do that, and, like, the next day, all of the rice peels off, and, like, it's all good to go. And my roommate was like, oh, my God, how did you do that? And I was like, well, I just soaked it. And she was like, with water? And I was like... and soap, and she was mind blown.
That's amazing. That's so funny.
And that's what happens when you move in with someone who's 22.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I had to do a little embarrassing Google of how to clean my stove because I'd always have had electric stovetops. And I moved in here and suddenly I had gas and I was like, I don't know how close I can get to the burner because it's it could every there's fire that comes out of this. I don't
know. No, you can get all of it. I get all up in the burner. So yeah. If I die, like I'm all up in that.
If
burner.
I die, I die.
Yeah, who cares?
I more like didn't want to get water into a spot where it shouldn't go. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But it turns out the stove is designed so that it's hard for you to ruin it.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Like, it would be a really poor design for a stove if it was like, and while you're cleaning it, you get a little water into the wrong spot and the whole thing doesn't work anymore.
Well, I've heard with ovens that, like, because people claim they're self-cleaning.
Uh-huh.
And I've heard you're not supposed to use the self-cleaning function, that it will ruin your oven.
I'm not surprised to hear this.
Yeah.
So. I have certainly used it, but here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, well... all the money that you're not paying in property tax, you can spend on a new oven, so you're fine.
So true. Yeah, I saw, speaking of things that can get messed up in shocking ways, I saw a Cybertruck in the wild.
A what?
A Cybertruck.
What's that?
I love that you don't know what a Cybertruck is. I really do. And new from Tesla, please Google Cybertruck and look at what this looks like.
Cybertruck. Oh no! Oh my god! Oh my god, it's the car from Back to the Future!
It's really bad. Anyway, I saw one in the wild and I was really shocked. Apparently they are, well, horrendous.
What the fuck?
They barely work. Yeah.
Who made this?
Elon Musk, of course.
Well, he didn't, though. That's the whole thing. He's never made a thing in his life.
No, here's the thing. I think he has made this one because it's really bad.
Sure.
His first foray into making things.
Do we want to ask Avril anything about ovens? Does she know how to clean an oven or a stove?
Oh, that's a great question, actually, because she became famous when she was quite young. So I wonder what her cleaning skills are. Because she's probably already always had people to do that.
Well, she does say that she loves to cook. She said that in an interview one time.
That's true. And she was fired by fried chicken ass, so maybe she had to clean fried chicken ass.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she knows how to mop. Whether right. she has used those skills in the past 30 years, just kidding, 20 years, who knows, but she definitely knows how to mop. That was a whole thing. I'm sure I've talked about this on the podcast. In Paris Hilton's documentary from a couple of years ago, she meets up with the women that she went to one of those. What are those terrible... like
troubled teen, the troubled yes. teen industry.
Yes, troubled teen schools. And she met up with the women that she was with there. And they were like, yeah, well, we like watched your reality show back in the day. And there was like... it was just so fake because we knew you. And there's a moment where somebody was like, told you to like get a broom and you were like, I don't know what a broom is. But like, we knew you knew what a broom was because you were forced to sweep constantly at the Trouble Teen right. program.
Yeah. And, you know, Avril was young when she became famous, but she also was, it sounds like, working some jobs around Manitoba that would have required her to do some cleaning, so. Unless she, I mean, it's possible that that's just for the fiction of the album. Who knows?
I feel like my world is too specific to be fake.
Well, personally. Right, and there is a restaurant called Fried Chicken Ass in Manitoba.
Do we want to ask Avril... how many times has she cheated on her partners?
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. If she would answer that honestly, man, I'm up at night wondering.
I want to know so bad. I think I feel like maybe that's more of a Chad question to be like, hey, what really happened with you and Avril? Did she cheat on you?
Right.
Because we have reason to believe that she did.
Right.
I also want to know... I want to know about the relationship with the billionaire, because it does seem like a lot of Love Sucks was about him.
Yeah.
But we never really, like, heard about him.
Right. And I'm sure we never will, because he's a billionaire who doesn't need to do anything.
Well, Elon Musk is a billionaire, and we hear about him fucking constantly.
Yeah, but that's because he has some weird issues where he needs to be talked about constantly. Most people don't have that.
Yeah.
Like, that's his own issue.
I wish that we talked about me constantly, but
yeah, what are we doing? I know this shouldn't be an Avril podcast. This should be a Shabba podcast.
Just all of my thoughts all the time.
I'm like, why am I here?
Because I need someone to tell the thoughts to,
right,
sound crazy.
Yeah. Just I'll record myself being like, yeah.
Right. Wow. I don't actually need you to record with me. We just need to lay that under every
episode. Yeah, I'll get a text that's like, hey, can you send me the backing track for this week? And it's me like,
I would also love to know, like, I want Avril to tell us about her friends, her female friends.
I don't think she has any, so she won't be able to tell us about her female friends. But she could tell us more about, like, I want, like, a what... of Avril vlog. That's like what I do in a day.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I want to like get to Avril's house at like 5 a.m. and like sit in her room, like already, like she'll give us a key in advance,
right? Of course.
And we'll like sneak into her room, but with permission, advanced permission. Mm-hmm. And we'll sit there and we'll wait for her to wake up, and then we'll just follow her around.
Yeah. And what I want is like, we are treating it like you would observe animals in the wild, where we bring a blind, we can completely blend in with her wall. She's gonna know because we've gotten permission, but she won't know what day we're coming.
Interesting. Even though our faces are not gonna blend in with the wall.
No, they'll, have you seen a person, like a wildlife photographer in a blind?
No.
Here, let me pull up a photo. She'll never know.
I don't feel like that's blending in all that well though.
Well, listen, she's never gonna know.
Okay, well, I was thinking more that we just
is the one that I was thinking of. Yes, let's go.
Ah.
Not suspicious at all.
Very don't suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
And
don't
then we'll be like taking copious notes and doing like a, what's his name? Wow. David Attenborough. We'll do a David Attenborough style voiceover.
Sure. I think in my mind, she knows that we're there because we're being normal. And maybe she's telling us things as she goes.
I don't think she's going to be able to successfully do that, though. Like, I think that if she knows we're there, she won't be able to truly live her day the way she would without us.
I don't need it to be exact. I just need it to be like, oh, I want to see, like, do you make breakfast for yourself? Or does your private chef make breakfast for you?
I got you. So maybe we'll do two different things, because I like my...
So are these, are we doing them separately?
Yeah, or... and it's cutting back and forth. It's a montage that's cutting back and forth to, like, you chatting with Avril Lavigne.
Okay.
And me putting on my disguise where I'm painting my face to look like her couch.
Okay, so I was gonna say the other option is that we do both of them together on different days.
Wait, same day?
Oh no, I meant different days. But, well, because there's no point in you doing yours if I've already ruined the illusion.
But I'm observing from the outside. I'm sneaking out in her house for a week, and ours overlap by one day, and then I can tell you conclusively whether she's different.
Yes, actually, that's probably the way to go.
I'm glad that you're seeing my side of things now. That's probably the way to go.
Obviously, I want to ask Avril about the bananas.
Yes, it's top of mind. I literally have a list, and the list is just bananas? Question mark.
And the bananas obviously have two parts to the question. It's the song Goddess, why did you pronounce it like that? And it's the MTV interview, what were we missing?
Yes. What was cut out of that interview? Frankly, I want to contact MTV and be like, do you have the footage where this, surely there's footage that makes this make sense. Like, I've referenced this before, but there's the podcast Till Death Do Us Blart, which is like every year they watch Paul Blart Mall Cop 2 and review it. And at one point during the course of the film, Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, he yells Foot Locker. And there's no reason for why he yells it. And so they're like, oh, clearly this is a reference to Paul Blart Mall Cop 1. And then years into doing the podcast, they watch Paul Blart Mall Cop 1 for the first time. And it's not in Paul Blart Mall Cop 1. And they're like, I feel completely unmoored from reality. Where is Foot Locker from? And it's never explained. That's how I feel.
I have so many questions about what you just said.
I think it was completely clear.
No. Well, what you said was completely clear, but I need to know more. Does this podcast only come out once a year?
Yes, it's an annual podcast.
And is it, it's like a verbal thing, or is it's like a YouTube video that they're calling a podcast?
It's verbal. They watch it, and then they talk about it. And they record themselves talking about it. It's so great.
And they decided to do this podcast having never seen any Paul Blart movie.
That's correct.
And what was the thinking there?
So it's based on The Worst Idea of All Time, where they've done a lot of Kevin James movies.
Sure.
And so it's the two guys from The Worst of All Time, Worst Idea of All Time, and the three guys from My Brother and Me. And I don't know whose idea it was.
And they said, we could watch Paul Blart Mall Cop once a year, or we could skip straight to Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
Yes. So in The Worst Idea of All Time, they often do sequels without watching the first movie.
Why?
Why not?
Because you're missing out on context?
That's part of it, though. Like, it's great to be missing out on context because then they're talking about it and they're trying to, like, solve for what they're missing. But they obviously don't know anything about it. So then they're making up more and more harebrained theories as to what could possibly have happened in the first movie. So they completely create a fiction that is the first movie. And then if you've seen both of them and you're listening to it, you're like, wow, they're so off. Or like sometimes they'll surprisingly get something pretty spot on.
So it's similar to us with our harebrained theories, yes. Except that ours are not corroboratable.
Yes. We can't double check ours. There's no way.
We can't check that Avril is alive and well, but also has lookalikes that do the tasks that she doesn't want to do.
Yeah, but we just know it in our hearts to be true.
Yeah, I mean, that theory is honestly so much more realistic now that we know that Kim Kardashian has a lookalike.
Right.
So we could ask Avril about that in our interview.
Right, yeah, that's a great idea.
And then obviously, like, if she's being honest with us, we need to deep dive into what happened with Maude Sun and Tyga.
Yes, yeah. And we'll be like, it's just us girls.
Yeah.
Tell us all about it. We're doing each other's nails.
Yeah. Do we, tell her our theory first that she tried to break up with Maude Sun and he, like, wouldn't accept the breakup and then she was spotted with Tyga and everyone thought she was cheating, but in reality she had tried to do the right thing the first time?
I think that if we tell her that and the real answer is that she cheated on him, then she'll just be like, yeah, that's what happened. And it'll be harder to get the truth.
Sure.
But I think what we need to do is write our theory out, put it in an envelope, say, this is our theory. We're going to open it as soon as you tell us what really happened and we'll check side by side. And that way she'll know that we're not just saying, yeah, we knew that had happened. But we also know that she's not like, yeah, I absolutely didn't cheat, and I've been doing everything above board this whole time.
That's so good. we slide an envelope across the table.
Yeah, and we'll be like very just weird and mysterious about the whole thing. It'll be like a game show.
I want to ask Avril if she has any hot single male friends that she could set me up with.
That's a great idea.
Thank you so much. That being said, Avril's definition of hot and my definition of hot, wildly different.
They are not the same. No, no.
And I think that mine is closer to the correct answer.
And we all know there is a correct answer.
Yeah, I think so.
This is not subjective.
Yeah, and the correct answer is Zac Efron circa 2016.
Hey, Zach, you're not hot anymore.
Well, no, it's just that everyone peaks and then unpeaks. And that's just how aging works. I think that I'll peak at 32.
I also think I'll peak at 32. I've been saying that for years.
Oh my God, that's so exciting for us.
Yeah, I think 32 is going to be a great year for me.
And there will be a solid 3 weeks where we're both 32.
Yeah, oh my God, that's going to be a party.
Our peak 3 weeks. We can have a 3 week long party.
Yeah, we have, we actually throw a legitimate party being like, this is our peak. And it's, like, me and all my friends who are, like, still mentally 22, and then you and your, like, three children.
That's so real. Oh my God, that's funny as hell. And my three kids are, like, like, just completely hanging out with your friends. No problem. Yeah. Exactly the same.
How old will your daughter be at that time?
She will be four.
So four. So she'll, she'll be telling all my friends all about, I don't know, what do four-year-olds do? Bluey?
That's such a good question. I don't remember. I just know, here's the thing, though. I don't even know what six-month-olds do, because I have a six-month-old, and she walks. Like, she knows how to walk. She walks around the house. That's bizarre. Like, 6 months-olds are not supposed to know how to walk.
That's true.
She took her first steps at 5.5 months. It is like, she's a complete anomaly. Like, her pediatrician is baffled. So, I don't even know.
She's zooming, dude.
She's zooming, dude. Jordan and I say she's zooming, dude, 17 times a day.
I think six. I think the earliest I ever saw a kid walk was 9 months.
Yes.
When I worked with kids. Interesting.
I know. Her pediatrician said that the earliest he'd ever seen a kid walk prior to this was 7 months. So she beat that kid by a month and a half.
Mm.
Unhinged.
Maybe she's an Olympian.
Yeah, it honestly might be true.
How many is where you're from, or where you guys live, rather, a place for, like, do a lot of Olympians come out of your area? A lot of Olympians come out of my area.
Yes, that's true.
We have a lot of figure skaters.
Way more come out of your area, because you have figure skaters and you have gymnasts who would go to train in that area.
Yes. So, do you guys have, like, an Olympic, I don't know, track? I don't know, what kind of sport could she do? Track, or?
She could do track. I mean, it looks like we've got, you know what we have? We have sailors.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Sailing and rowing, and we have a basketball Olympian.
Oh my gosh, she could get a Harvard scholarship for rowing.
Yeah, and it would, like, be real and have nothing to do with the college admissions scandal.
That was so crazy. College admissions scandal. Also because, like, woman from Full House, you get your daughter into USC when she is not smart enough to be there, or doesn't have at least the work ethic. Maybe smart is not the right word, but doesn't have the work ethic to be there. And then what?
Yeah.
She's gonna fail? Like, I don't understand what the goal is.
Yeah. I mean, I will say, I feel like once you're in a school, like, getting into the school is often, like, a different kind of hard. I'm not going to say harder, but it's a different kind of hard than just attending the school. Like, I feel like there is an upper limit to how difficult college is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there are definitely colleges where you would have a way easier time if you went there. And then the pool of people is just much more adept at school if you go to a better school. But, like, generally speaking, you're taking the same types of classes. Like, you're probably not going to fail out. Even if you wouldn't have gotten in.
Interesting. Interesting theory. Should we ask Avril if she had ever wanted to go to college? If that was something she ever saw for herself?
Oh, yeah. That would be really interesting, actually. It would be very... I would like to know if she ever feels like there's a different life that she missed out on, or if she's just 100% all in with what she's doing.
Yeah. I have to imagine, like... I don't know. Never mind. I was going to say that you would have, like, not thought that you were going to be this major pop star, but, like, I probably, I thought I was going to be on Broadway. Like, I thought I was going to be famous by now. I had planned out a very different life than the one that I'm leading.
Yeah.
So maybe she did just think she was going to be a pop star, and then it worked out for her.
Yeah, that's really funny. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me, because she really has been, like, making a go at this for such a long time, and then she basically immediately actually became that.
I would also love to know, this is, like, such a random question, but I would love to know why she didn't get voice lessons. Like, I started voice lessons when I was, like, 11 or something.
Yeah, I had voice lessons when I was younger.
So why, if she was, like, this great talent that her mom was like, wow, you're so special, why didn't they put her in voice lessons?
There's just no voice teachers in Manitoba.
There's gotta be. I guess they didn't have, like, Zoom, so you're more limited to people that are actually in your area, but, like, still, there's gotta have been something.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy.
Even if it was just, like, I don't know. I guess churches don't have... In Judaism, we have a whole job that is the cantor, who is, like, the person that leads all the singing stuff. I guess churches don't have that, but I don't know.
Yeah, there's, okay. Like, our church has, like, the church that's right over here that has a cantor, and my parents' church has a cantor, and, yeah.
Okay, so she could have gone to one of those people and gotten voice lessons.
That's true.
Interesting.
In fact, she sung at church, so I feel like...
Exactly. Like, I feel like she should have gotten one-on-one training earlier on.
I think, though, that some people who are cantors, it's like, they don't necessarily... They just are good singers who sound nice when they sing. It's not necessarily that they... know how to do it. You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference between naturally just singing and sounding good and then technically knowing how to sing.
Yes. I would assume, this is literally just based on, like, my cantor growing up was the one who was like, you need to take piano lessons because you have to learn how to read music. And, like, was very, like, here's the path that you're going to take because your voice is the way that it is.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe in Napanee, Canada, that's not a thing. I want to ask Avril why she married Chad so soon.
Yeah.
Why she thought it was a good idea to get married immediately. Why? And this goes for anybody that gets married really fast. I want to know why. And I am judging, but I want this to not sound like I'm judging. Why couldn't you have just, like, been together?
Right. I agree with that.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I also want to just say that I've been saying Manitoba this whole time. It's in Ontario. Sorry, Avril.
Napanee. Oh, yeah, it is. Napanee, Ontario? Yeah, it is Ontario.
Oopsie.
Well, all Canada's the same.
I don't know why I have Manitoba in my head.
Where is Manitoba?
Well, it's also in Canada, but it's just a different...
Well, yeah. No, I know, but which part
it's
of Canada?
It's in the middle, I think.
Okay.
And then Ontario is much closer to the east, right?
Yes.
It's so crazy that Americans, like, United States Americans, don't know Canada, like, where anything is in Canada a lot of the time, when it's, like, it's right there. It feels like there's no excuse, but I also don't know.
I'll give that to you if people in Canada all know where all of the states are.
Well, I feel like there's just way fewer provinces in Canada.
There are. There are definitely. Nine of them?
Yes. And I think, well, I said that with a great deal of confidence. I don't know. There's probably about 9. Here's the thing, though. Yeah, Manitoba's right in the middle and Ontario is to the right of it. Yeah, okay. So I was right.
I'm trying to get my friend Mark to go with me to Montreal, and he was like, next summer. I was like, that's so far away, but fine.
Yeah, damn.
Just because I think that that would be fun, and I want to do more fun things in my life.
I would like to go to Montreal at some point. A lot of my friends are going to Canada, actually in like a week or two, and I cannot go because Georgia and my daughter didn't get their passports in time, so. To be honest, though, I didn't really want to go.
I was gonna say it's unfortunate because you didn't used to need a passport to go to Canada.
I know.
Anytime I had gone to Canada as a kid, we didn't have passports.
Right, and it's funny too because they're going to be staying like right over the border. It's like you're in New York and then suddenly, oops, I'm in Canada. So like they're essentially gonna be in New York. But it's just the part of New York where you need a passport.
Well, also, isn't, I don't know about that specific part, I don't know where they are, but there is, like, the land of the Haudenosaunee.
Yes.
Their, like, tribal land spans both New York and Canada.
That's true.
And so, like, that seems like kind of a reason that borders don't really need to exist so much, because y'all just made them up and you kind of made your border right in the middle of the people who were there first.
It's true. And they have a different passport.
Yes. And the Haudenosaunee, who invented the sport of lacrosse, which is coming back to the Olympics in 2028, they want to play as a country because they are a country and they invented it. They invented it, and the Olympic Committee was like, well, no, because you're not an officially recognized country, and Joe Biden had to be like, they invented the sport, let them play!
Yeah, I mean, insane.
Wild.
I was about to bring this up, too, so I'm glad that we got talking about, if we were going to talk about the Olympics anyway, and Canada, and the New York-Canada border, we talked about this.
I also want to ask Avril Lavigne if she actually knows how to play guitar, if she's faking it.
Oh, yeah, that's important. She definitely knows how to play the guitar. When I watch her, I know she's playing, because I know, like, she's doing specific things with her fingers, and she's got the strumming pattern down, and I'm like, you can't really fake that.
But I think that there's some video where, like, the amp's not plugged in.
Yeah, but I think that at some point she's using, like, also, not everything needs to be plugged in these days. Things have batteries and whatnot. That's like, whenever I see, like, it's not plugged in online, I'm like, maybe it doesn't need to be.
Yeah, the sound could have been coming, like, they could have placed the sound into the video separately. Right. And therefore, not needed it live.
The sound was coming from inside the house. Is the sound in the room with us right now?
I want to ask Avril who she's going to date next.
Yeah. And
if she could date anybody, who would it be?
We can say, who are you going to date next? And if the answer is you're not sure, are you comfortable with letting us pick just once?
And
if it's not.
And then of our previous episode, Avril Lavigne's next boyfriend we picked this time, who if we had one shot, who would it be?
Oh, are we narrowing it down or is she picking?
No. Like, we give her, like, hey, we really think that your next boyfriend should be Pete Davidson. Who should it be?
I don't remember what we said in that episode. I'm going to be real.
I don't either. I think we probably said Simu Liu, but he has a girlfriend.
Yes. I think I was pretty hell-bent on her dating a third Derek.
You were hell-bent on a third Derek or, like, a celebrity chef.
Yes. Damn, I was right. If there's a chef named Derek, I think that would really work for her.
Great. I'm sure we can find one.
Yeah. You know, Derek. And it needs to be spelled a third way. That's so important. We can't repeat spellings.
Right.
And Derek probably spelled so stupid that should be easy.
I desperately need to ask Avril what she called Mod's son.
Yes!
Did she call him Derek or did she call him Mod?
Oh, that's such a good question. I forgot that he was the second Derek, genuinely. I was like, I know she's dated Derek Whibley and another Derek.
That's very funny. I also want to ask her if she could genuinely, like, do any genre of music from now on and it would be as successful as anything else, would she still do pop punk or would she do her, like, Christian rock?
That's a great question. Would she be a cantor?
Yeah. I also want to ask why she thinks Jesus is fine with her getting divorced so many times. Just kidding, I'm not gonna ask that.
That's so funny. Oh my god, yeah. It just, like, really, it becomes, like, basically a, what's the word?
Like, interrogation? An inquisition.
No, like, specifically a religious, like...
Oh, yeah?
Confess your sins, Avril.
Yeah.
Oh no, that's a disaster.
I would also love to know, like, what... Just with her relationship with Maude, like, what was good about it?
Yeah.
Because it really does seem like, frankly, I was just thinking about this with that, like, documentary that he did. I haven't really watched it, but I've seen clips here and there. And he, like, has been trying this industry for so long and, like, isn't really that successful at it.
True.
Until he dated Avril, frankly.
Yeah.
And so, like, I really feel like he was using her. Even if he really liked her, like, I do feel like there's an element of, like, this is good for my career.
Yeah.
And I want to know, I want to know her perspective.
I think it's really hard when you're in that industry and when the people that you're hanging out with are all varying degrees of fame and you're all very much aware that, like, well, this person's 10% more famous than me or whatever. It must be so hard to form meaningful relationships that, like, you cannot divorce the potentiality of your career being helped. I don't know that potentiality is a word, but George says it sometimes, so I don't know. He said it yesterday, and I was like, I don't know. But now it's in my vocabulary.
I also obviously want to ask Avril, did she give up the acting career? Did she stop getting work?
Yeah, that's a great question. It just never took off, you know.
That's another one that will write out our theory, which is that she didn't like it, and that's why she stopped doing it and put that in an envelope and slide that one across the table after she answers us.
Potentiality is a word. George is vindicated.
I'm very happy for him. Do you have any other questions you want to ask Avril Lavigne?
Yeah. So many. I feel like we've barely touched upon the questions that I want to ask her because we had so many other topics that seemed fun that were good for her side tangents.
We could do this as a part two. We could do a second episode on this.
True. I would love to know what her favorite thing she's ever put out is.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot that I want to ask her, like, questions about how a song came to... I desperately need to know why she wrote the lyrics... I'm the one who's got the prance.
Yes.
And why did anybody let her do that? And also, oh, I want to ask, like, Break of a Heartache. Like, what was the thought process there?
You know, it's funny. I think that having read some of her explanations of various songs in the official Avril Lavigne comments on Genius, I think that any response we got would be completely inscrutable. And it would also be her, like, the thing that I like about Avril is, like, she's, and I know I've touched upon this before, so I'm sorry, I don't want it to just be, like, me repeating myself into oblivion, but at the same time, I mean, it's an Avril Lavigne podcast, how much more can I possibly say?
What more can I say?
But I feel like she is very, like, she'll write something and she'll be like, that's so good.
Yeah.
Even if it's not. You know, and I feel like she doesn't, like, listen to a whole lot of other stuff other than, like, I don't know. I'm sure she listens to a lot of music, but I don't know. I feel like she's, like, she almost writes like a person who hasn't been exposed to that much other music or other writing, you know?
Yeah. Well, remember that time that she said her favorite Blink song was All of Them and then All the Small Things?
Yes, yes. Yeah, exactly. Like, she's listened to everybody's singles only.
Yeah. That would be a question of, like, what music do you listen to music on a regular basis? Because I think, like, Kelly Clarkson says that she doesn't really. Like, she'll maybe listen to, like, old stuff.
Right.
Like, she'll listen to, like, R&B from a long time ago, but, like, she's not listening to, like, current Taylor Swift music.
Right. Which is so understandable, honestly.
Yeah. We'll do a part two on this subject, which is interviewing Avril Lavigne.
Part two of our interview with Avril was so long and so juicy that we needed to split it up into two parts.
We just couldn't get her to stop talking.
I think that we need to do one where I need to master Avril Lavigne's voice. And then you need to be like, I'm interviewing Avril Lavigne. May's sick. She couldn't be here today. And I'm like, bananas.
Well, there's a YouTube channel that will use AI to... basically make celebrity covers of songs. Yes. So there's, like, covers of Avril, or Avril is singing covers of whatever, whatever songs, I don't remember which ones, but it's just AI.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's pretty accurate. Right. I don't like that people have access to AI for this type of purpose, but it's pretty accurate. So we, if we had a lot of money and a lot of time, we could AI... Avril Lavigne answering our interview questions.
And we will.
Will we?
Just kidding. Now that we've put that out there, if we ever for some reason did have the opportunity to interview Avril, no one would believe that it happened. It's deepfaked, baby.
Yeah. I guess we'd have to, like, film it, but even then you can fake video now.
Right.
Which is terrifying. The world is in a terrifying place.
I know.
I think about this sometimes that, like, spammers will, like, fake your own voice to, like, call your family and be mm-hmm. like, I've been kidnapped. And I'm terrified of that happening to my parents.
Yeah. I just want to be like, yo, if I'm ever kidnapped, you know, that's it's a bummer, but...
Well, I just want to be like, I'm never kidnapped. I promise I'm never kidnapped.
I am, like, far out of that. I feel like, who's kidnapping a 28-year-old at my big age? Nah.
Well, I read an article one time about a woman whose husband was kidnapped, but it was that his, like, family, but not his, like, I don't think his parents. I think, like, his grandparents were very wealthy, and he had the same last name. And so even though that wealth was not his, and it wasn't even like, oh, I have a trust fund, I can't access. Like, it literally just, he did not have that money.
Right.
He was kidnapped in hopes of getting that money.
Right.
But, like, that's not a situation that applies to me.
No. Yeah, and I think it's also, like, that's one of those things in the world that you almost can't think about, because it's like, well, if some lunatic does something that only a lunatic would do that I can't possibly predict because the person's a lunatic and therefore completely outside of any reason and logic.
Yeah.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Prepare for that in advance?
Right.
I can't. So.
Yeah. Life is hard and scary.
Yeah, it totally is. And I've talked about in the past the fact that I think that, like, it's bad to be, like, too worried about crimes potentially happening to you if there's no reason to think that they might.
Yeah.
You know, because then you really become just, like, consumed by something that's not going to happen.
Yeah. And it's just, like, yeah, like, crime happens. I'm so sorry. Like, it is kind of just a fact of life. And if we had better social programs and things, like, maybe we could prevent things.
This multiple times this episode has become our own personal message. And you know what? I agree with what you're saying.
This is why it's important to vote for candidates in November that do not want to cut social programs.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's like, why do we ever try to address symptoms of problems when there are root causes?
I love a good root cause. we could ask Avril what the root cause of her Lyme disease was.
A tick.
Yeah.
A tick bit her.
Lyme bit her, and that's what caused it.
And well, then, you know what Avril would say? She would say, it's important that I was against the Iraq War.
Alrighty, guys. This has been another episode of What More Can I Say? A Skater Boy Fancast.
Can I make it any more obvious?